know. I gotta go pay these bills. I got a show to do, you know. One time for your mom.
Let's go to sleep in Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago.
You might as well introduce yourself now. This is my guest today.
Go ahead. My name's Susanna. All of my managers log out right now.
Oh, shit.
I kind of like my job, so.
She's the one who inspired today's topic. And yes. Actually, my friend Steve yesterday, we were talking while I was getting my compression therapy down my legs. Thank you, Restore. I love you guys. We were talking. They were helping me come up with some motivation for, you know, some of the stuff that you inspired for today's topic. You know what I mean? First off, I'm going to talk off topic and say I'm very upset because I was gambling today at work on day baseball. And I'm just going to say the Giants screwed me and so did the Braves. Both teams were up. I should have just cashed out. I was being greedy. I could have had $150 now. Now I have zero. But the gin and juice is all good. So let me ask you a question. We'll dive right into it. Brother's got to do trivia the next hour. This is in between. This is an in-between. I'm a workaholic, all right? I'll go around the clock. So first off, what inspired you to want to do or talk about? We'll start off with just people not being real in general.
The 2 years that I spent at my ex-college.
So you're saying, do you think it's like the age group of being around college kids?
No, I think it was the area that I was in. And I have said this since I lived there. People up there are just fucking weird.
There's a lot of weird people.
They're just
out there.
Weird. They have no home training. Like, I went to school in the middle of nowhere and like they just had no home training at all. They were just a bunch of weirdos.
Nah, there's a lot of weird people out there. See, this is where, for me, it's tough because, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm a grown-ass man. So, like, for me, it is hard to, like, some people, they're just, like, really, really, like, weird. Like, I don't know how else to, like, put it. But at the same time, I guess I kind of, like, understand them. You know what I mean? But, like, when you say weird, what are you trying to say when you say they're, like, weird?
Like they're just, like... I don't know, like, just some things I didn't experience until I lived there. And it was, like, just the way that they treated their friends. And, like, you brought people into a house that you don't pay rent for, invited people over without asking any of the owners of the house, the people that live there. Like, you just don't do shit like that. You don't bring people into somebody else's house without asking the people that live there, the people that pay bills there. You just don't do that.
So they would just like show up there, or they were just like,
it was one, and this is like the main story I wanted to tell because it was like one incident that just like exploded.
Yes.
And I
had a long day at work. I'm ready to listen.
I peaced the fuck out after that. I was so done.
So what was the thing that was like the exploding point for you, I guess, in a sense?
It was a lot of, I mean, for years I had slowly started realizing that my best friend up there wasn't my best friend. She was one of those people that was very, like, just when things were convenient or, like, she always went after, like, the newest shiny thing. So, like, the newest shiny friend that she found was now her best friend. And she was always spending time over there and always hanging out with them. And, like, her old friends would get kind of, like, pushed to the back. And so last semester, fall semester, I was still up there. So I was up in Bloomsburg until 2021, January. Recently. So, which it seems like I went there years ago. It's so crazy. But they decided that they were I have three roommates. Two of them were going to move out next year and left me without a place to live. And I was like, cool, shit. I have no friends. Like,
they didn't even tell you that?
No,
that's some grimy shit.
Was the thing that kind of changed everything for me because I got a group text in our like roommates like apartment group chat saying like I'm taking over so and so's lease and living with blank, one of our mutual friends, and then the other person that I lived with said me too. And that's what I got after two years.
So they plotted this shit.
Yes.
And then just was like, I don't want to tell tell her in a group text.
Funny thing that I never told anybody, I heard them talking about it a month before. So you plotted on this a month before, And I got the respect of a group text in the middle of the day while everybody was in classes. You couldn't sit me down and say, like, look, I'm taking over this person's lease. Like, there's not a spot for you. Like, I'm really sorry, but we can help figure something out. You're always welcome to come over. No. Nope.
Stay scheming.
And, like, that is one of the things that, like, I would just never do that to you. I would just never do that.
There is a lot of people out there who pretend to be, that's why, honestly, we'll dive a lot into, like, what makes people, you said fake friends, but I want to say, like, there's, in general, like, who's phony, who's fake, you know what I mean? And, like, what makes someone, like, real? Like, someone who's, like, real friend or not should have been, like, told you, like, straight up, like, listen, like, you know what I mean? Like, someone's got to be the leader of the pack and be like, listen, like, we're all not staying here next year. Especially, and, living somewhere is, like, for real. Like, that's serious. Like, if you don't know you got somewhere to live and, like, you got, like, if I had to be out of here in 3 weeks, I'd probably be fucked. Like, I'd be screwed.
Like, I didn't have any other friends. I'm the type of person that, like, when I get comfortable and when I find, like, a good group of friends, I don't feel the need to find more friends. Like, I'm happy where I am. Like, I've had one best friend for 12 years and we have the same birthday. We do everything together. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's my person. And, like, so I never felt the need to, like, have a bunch of friends because, like, everything I would ever need is, like, in that one person. So there was no, like, fallback plan.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing for me, too, was, like, I texted my mom and I sent her the screenshot. And I was like, cool, I'm homeless. Like, LOL. And she called me and she goes, what? And I was like, oh, shit. Because, like, I call my mom to, like, calm me down. Like, my mom is the first person to tell me that I'm being overdramatic. Because I'm overdramatic. And sometimes I need somebody to tell me that. So I called her to calm me down and to play, like, devil's advocate and give me a different perspective. She was more mad than I was. And I was like, oh, this is serious.
Yeah. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever... See, for me, it's like, I have a lot of moments... I don't want to say, like, fake friends. You just find people. You find people where it's just, like, you learn to, like, pull back
that's
a little
exactly,
bit.
That's exactly, yeah, that's exactly what I had to do after that. And, like, I was still, like, okay with being, like, friends with her because she was my best friend up there.
Yeah.
And I was still okay. Like, I found that out, like, late September, early October, I think. And I stayed friends with them, like, the entire, I mean, until, like, shit went down and I punched them in the face and, like, did the Irish dip and transferred. But I was friends with them up until that point. I obviously knew where I stood and pulled back. But, like, I still went out with them. I still, like, socialized with them.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have continued to if shit didn't go the way that it went.
Damn. Honestly, that is some grimy shit. I mean, I'd be pissed if someone ever did me that grimy.
And that's exactly, like, I have never met somebody or talked to somebody from down here, from my area, from Philly, that is like, nah, they did the right thing. Like, it's, I just...
Sips tea.
I just can't. If you're from the, I don't even know what their area code is, 717, 750. If you're from those areas, sorry, but, like, y'all breed some weird people. Sorry.
So do you feel like different areas have, like, different people who are, like, real and fake? See, that's tough because I feel like that area is, like, a lot more, like, you would expect that area to be, like, I feel like you would expect that area to be a little different. Like,
well,
you would
expect them.
Because isn't it, like, more, like, it's not, like, as big as these areas around here. So, like,
very small.
Yeah, so you feel like a small group of people you'd be able to trust more. But...
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I guess, like, people up there don't get their ass beat the way they get their ass beat down here because none of them have gotten their ass beat until I did it. Apparently.
Damn. You are fucking bitches up.
I mean, Steve, for legal reasons, that's a joke. I like my job.
Your job likes you too. I mean, at the end of the day, no one knows what your job is yet. So, you know, no one knows, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's all Gucci. But what was like the number one quality that you felt when they were doing this that was like an unloyalty act of like, damn, these people were fake? Like, what would be like the one word or like adjective or like whatever you want to use to this?
They have to this day no self-awareness for anything that they've done.
You did say that pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah, they have no self-awareness. They live in like a bubble and an echo chamber, and there are people they have left like a path of destruction of like people that they've like destroyed and like lies they've made up about people. They told people, I learned this fucking week ago, they're telling people that I peed in somebody's mouth sexually.
Damn.
Yes. Like, no self-awareness.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. Like, I kind of, at one point in my life, maybe for like 30 seconds, like one day was like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how it feels if someone peed on me. But at the same time, like, if a girl told me she peed on someone and like that was like their way of like.
And not just on them, in their mouth where they can like taste it. Not just like down their leg in the shower.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we came for. I mean, yeah, that is true. Honestly, someone else said one trait of a bad friend, I'll say an acquaintance, someone that you know, you met, you had like cordial, you know what I mean? Like, say right now, me and you were to go to the bar, we're sitting next to these people, and like, you know what I mean? Like, we're laughing and joking, and all of a sudden, like, I start coming at your neck. Like, that's to me is like, dog, like.
Yeah.
That's honestly, like, for me, that's one of the biggest things that, like, when people don't know you and they start taking digs at you and start taking shots at you,
yeah.
To me, it's just like, oh, you trying to make yourself look cool in front of these people. All right, I remember that.
Yeah.
The end of the day, like, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be one time, you're going to try, you know what I mean, look like the man, and I won't forget, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel that, and I mean, obviously, that sucks too, because like with these kind of people that are fake, and like people that are like that, it stands out more, because like, you want to like, let it go, and like, forget about it.
That's the thing, yeah.
But you can't, it's
like,
that's
the thing, I tried, I've always been like this, like, when I'm done with you, because I've had a lot of people fuck me over in my life, like, friends, hooking up with exes behind my back, like all that kind of shit. Like,
that's a topic.
Too. When you fuck me over, I have like a funeral for you in my head and you don't exist. It's not even like I hate you. There's nobody there to hate. You're not important enough to hate. You're literally nothing to me. But then it's like, you got somebody else on the other side of it and you're telling people that I peed in somebody's mouth. Like, what? How? I have been gone from that school for 6 months. We stopped talking 8 months ago. I lived in that place for 2 months and didn't speak to anybody.
Close your eyes, show me your face.
So, like,
I'm gonna piss on it.
How do you still care? How do you still care 8 months after we stopped speaking? And how do you care enough to make up a lie?
Well, people who know me, that sit at my bar, that work with me, people who see me every day, I'm gonna pass this phrase on to you, and I want you to remind everybody out there, I might even have a segment every single week. I should. And it'll just be one example of every single week of why I literally say every day, motherfuckers never loved us.
No,
I already
exactly.
said it today. Drake was right. Nothing was the same
Drake,
that album.
But he had a few good lines.
Well, I can't lie. Like, I already had a couple of Drake lines in my head, like, on this podcast already. It was that, motherfuckers never loved us. And then when you said when they were scheming about moving out, like, you know, the song Stay Scheming in my head came on, and I wanted to be like, Kobe, my nigga, I hate it. It had to be him. You know what I mean? But
yeah, because it's like, things like that, they don't just happen overnight. You just don't treat somebody like that overnight. Like, that's how you thought of me the entire time. So, that's what you thought of me the whole time. You don't automatically just like completely change the way that you feel about somebody. Like, there are other people that they stopped being friends with, and they would off the jump after being friends with them.
Yeah.
Like, after their friendship ended, talking about appearances, talking about this and that. And I would sit back while I was still friends with them and be like, oh, so that's how you thought about them the entire time. And you, I'm sorry, but like, if one of my friends looks crazy, I'm telling them they look crazy. I'm not letting them walk around looking crazy. So you knew they looked crazy the whole time and didn't help them.
So this is damn. I'm so upset. I want to grab my joint. I don't even have it. These UTI kids need to chill. They need to chill. But anywho,
please, it's not me with the UTI this time.
This is one of the examples I wanted to go to first. So right now, I need to make a note of it. But right now, what you said, is this a fake friend or a friend being honest, but you still have at least respect for them? So say like you do have like a guy you were hooking up with for like 2 or 3 months. You were feeling him. Things went a little south. You found out he was looking. I close this window to piss me off.
I know, I hate noises.
They were hooking up with like somebody else or whatever. And then like your friend, like one night is out and like he's like talking to them, like talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like pulls you to the side, like, listen, like he's kind of cute. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm about it. Like, would you be mad? Like, would you respect it if they said something to you?
That's the thing. Me and my best friend, the one that said that I pee in people's mouths, we have the same exact type. And so we always had like an agreement. There obviously exes, somebody we had already hooked up with, somebody that did us dirty, we're off limits, like, no matter what. That's just common sense. But we always, like, we would walk into a party together and look at the same person and look at each other and be like, oh, damn. Yeah. So, like, there were some things that, like, we couldn't control. So we would just shake on it and be like, good game. But if it's, like, if it's somebody that I've already been talking to, you should know better than to even ask. If it's a random person, then, like, that's different. But
so if it's someone that, like, you would already, you know what I mean, have whatever with, like, I'll say an interaction. We'll say an interaction. Like, that should be off limits. Like, if your friend even looks at them or thinks about...
Are we talking, like, social interaction or sexual interaction?
Sexual interaction.
Yeah,
sexual
that.
Intercourse. 69, all up on the table.
Yeah, fuck
everywhere.
That. I mean,
upside
we had
down.
Agreements. We went... There were times and people that, like, we would shake on it and be like... There would be times and people and whatever that, like, we would look at each other and be like, I mean, same time? Like, kill two birds with one stone? But, like... But, like, I don't know. If it's, like, somebody, because there was somebody that, like, she had matched with, and, like, they had one conversation and never went anywhere. And, like, me and him still, like, to this day, talk, like, on and off and whatever. And, like, me and him, I think he, like, DM'd me on Instagram or something, and we started talking. Like, we ended up being a thing.
Yeah.
And she was upset by that. But I was like, bro, like, y'all said hi and bye. Like, that was nothing.
Nah, that's...
But, like, we really were, like, together. So if she came to me and was like, look, like, he's so hot, I would have been like, turn your ass around or I'm turning it around for you. Take your ass back to your fucking room, bitch.
Oh, shit. I'm actually dying. I mean, no, I get it. I mean, it's tough. I feel like I want to know how different it is in the girl world and the guy world. Like, honestly, my cousin a couple weeks ago when I was on the podcast, he was saying, like,
I feel like guys, it's so different. Guys are scumbags. Guys are scumbags.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, no. I feel like if a guy, like, hooks up with, like, say, like, one of my homies, like, he breaks up with his girl, like, she starts coming over at me, like, giving me the eyes, like, you know what I mean? Like, says, controller, you know what I mean? Like, I got a controller, you know what I mean? So, like, I would say something first, though. I'd be like, yo, like, I mean, I don't get myself in these situations.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference with guys, because I've been the girl in that situation where, like, I was talking to a guy and then just, like, moseyed on to his friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, guys are just different.
Does that make you, I guess, not really, like, I can't really call someone a phony or fake. If, like, a guy is done with you and then, like, you move on to his friend.
No, because they were, because they were the type of guys that, like, would, like, talk about you behind your back and, like, shake on it and whatever. And, like, they didn't care. It was never anything, like, grimy.
That's true. That's true.
And me and that one kid were never, like, serious. So, I mean, he was probably, like, playing me in my face the entire time. No, he definitely was, but...
How do you feel when someone does play you? Do you look at them as, like, a phony or a fake for the rest of, like... I mean, after you found out they, like, plays you, are they phony or fake to you?
I've never thought about it because I don't have opinions of people once they're out of my life. But if I had to think about it, I mean...
You did say you're at your funeral.
Yeah,
you don't even know it.
I've never thought about it because I don't...
It goes shit. Listen, I remember what you said. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't smoke, so I remember everything right now. So, like, yeah, you said it earlier. Like, you said, you know, you buried your grave at your funeral.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know it yet. But, like,
In the words of Lisa Vanderpump, you're not important enough to hate.
Cheers, girl. Even though, what's that? I left the other, I put that one in the freezer, the other one, and I kind of just left it there. I wonder if I should run and grab it.
Yeah, it's going to explode. I mean, it's vodka, so it won't.
It'll be all right. It'll be like a slushy.
It's whatever. I probably won't drink all this anyway. I'm a bitch.
I'm trying to think, what's another situation that makes people phony or fake? There's a lot of situations.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I feel like, a lot of situations where people show their... What do you think is the biggest situation where people prevail, where they are weak and they're not who they say they are?
I think my biggest thing is not standing up for me or not, like, because... This is, like, the thing that made me really, like, see who my friend was. And it was the night of... It was fucking Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there fighting and, like, I'm so mad I have to take off my fucking cop jumpsuit to fight this bitch. Like, it was just so insane.
Yeah.
But, our one friend, she would stay over every weekend and she decided to bring people over when, like, she didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
And so I was like, are they leaving? Like, I'm going to bed. It was like 3 a.m. Like, I'm going to bed. So after like 15 minutes of fighting with her, they're still not leaving. So then I text my, or like I call my best friend and I'm like, you need to get these fuckers out. Like, I'm so done. This bitch has overstayed her welcome.
Yeah.
And so then she gets back and she like takes their side. I hear her voice. I'm in my room like trying to calm myself down.
Yeah.
Because this is why I yell from the beginning, because people don't listen to me unless I yell. Because it was 15 minutes of me trying to be nice and calm and whatever. And it didn't matter anyway. So I hear her in the room, like, kikiing with them and, like, being friends with them and whatever. And I guess, like, it was people that they knew, which is, like, great and dandy for you. But it's the principle of, like, I don't care if it was Moses parting the Red Sea. You're in my house without my permission. I don't care who it is. I don't care. So she was like, what's my lash tech? I don't care.
You're like, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Your lashes look dusty anyway, bitch. So.
Get them.
So, I don't really care. So, like, that was the first instance in that night of her just, like, not having my back. And it's, yeah, like, no matter what, even as a roommate, like, as the other person there that's paying rent, like, I should have a say. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it's the bitch that she's living with next year, she would have had all say. Like, it was always like that because I lived with them for a year and a half. It was always like that. Like, she always had the say, and, like, everything had to be, when it was them, everything was respected. When it was me, fuck off. Like, get out of here. So she's like, they're leaving in a minute. And I'm like, no, now. And she's like, they're getting up. And I'm like, I need to hear a door slam in the next 32 seconds or I'm coming out of my fucking room and I'm doing it myself. So then they leave. And then I get into it with the girl that was staying over. And I'm like, what made you think that it was okay to bring people over without asking? And she was like, well, I asked blank. I almost said her name. Why asked blank? And I look at her. Because it's like me and her. And then, like, my best friend, basically where you're sitting, we were all standing in the kitchen. And I look at her and I'm like, did she ask you? And she goes, and I'm like, oh, so now you're disrespectful and you're a liar. Like, this is getting even better.
This is what we'll do real quick. When we talk about names and use blank, Hendrix will be one person.
Hendrix!
And I used this last week. We'll use Lemon.
Oh, perfect. She had blonde hair, so this is perfect.
Lemon.
Yeah. So she goes, well, I asked Lemon, and I look at her, and I'm like, did she ask you? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, so now you're a liar. Like, cool. And so we just keep getting into it. And I'm like, bro, this is my fucking house. You didn't ask anybody here if you could have these people over. It's 3 a.m. I'm going to bed. I don't know who they are. Yeah. Like, if you don't like the rules of this house, you don't have to stay here every weekend. Like, we are not the Ronald McDonald House for charity. I don't understand why you're on my couch every weekend. You can go home. And she goes,
yo, Andy.
Oh, God.
Nah, somebody tuned in. You're good. I was just saying, what's up?
Oh, is that Aunt? Like,
this is somebody else. Somebody.
Why do they all have my manager's names? You're giving me a heart attack.
Oh, my bad. You're good.
Next, it's going to be someone named Brian. I'm walking out if Brian tunes in. But, my God, what was I saying? Oh, so I'm like, if you don't like the rules of the house, you can leave. And she goes, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. And at this point, I had already decided, this goes back to earlier, I had already decided I was transferring after my friends decided to live somewhere without me. Because I'm like, if I have to find new people to live with, if I have to completely start over as a junior in college, I might as well start over in a place that I can actually, like, enjoy. And, like, I can feel like I have my life back.
Yeah.
So I had already decided that I was transferring a month prior. And they didn't know that because you didn't tell me you were living without me for a month. So why the fuck would I tell you? And so I just start laughing and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, leave, like, transfer, like, move out? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I'll do you one better. I am, bitch. Surprise. And she goes, oh, why? Oh my God. Like, you give a fuck. She goes, oh my God, why? And I had serious topic for a second. Trigger warning. I was assaulted my freshman year. 2 months into school, I was assaulted. And so I didn't stand a chance. I didn't get a normal college experience from the beginning. My entire freshman and sophomore year, I was doing my case because I actually reported it. And it went nowhere. He still goes there, by the way. So shout out to you, Bloomsburg, for doing absolutely nothing. But I was already, like, at my wit's end with that. And I'm like, I'm going through all of this stress. I have no friends up here. Like, I might as well just leave.
Yeah, nah, that makes sense.
And she goes,
best life decision.
Yeah, and so she's like, oh my God, why? And I was like, honestly, like, I'm just over it here. I'm over, like, this guy. Like, I'm still scared of him. Like, I'm stressed out every day on, like, whether I'm going to see him or not, whether I'm going to see his friends or not. Like, I just want to, like, have my life back. And we, like, keep arguing for a little bit. And I just walk away and I turn around to go to my room and I'm like, bro, you got it. Like, at this point, I don't give a fuck. You're weird. but you are so far past reasoning with, I just don't care at this point.
Yeah.
And I turn around. And she goes, you know, you need to stop acting like such a fucking victim. And as a victim by law of sexual assault, that is probably the worst thing that you can say to somebody. I don't even use that word. I think it's like degrading. So for my friend to say that, especially in the sense of like playing the victim and victimizing myself as if I didn't have enough people victimizing me to begin with. So I'm like turned around going to my room and I turn back around and I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? And I walk up to her and I push her to like warn her. And I'm punching the wall. I woke up and my entire palm was bruised.
Oh shit.
And I'm like,
we got a banger on hand over here.
And so I'm like, bitch, I am a fucking victim. And I'm punching shit. I push her back to like warn her. And
you're like, you can catch these hands.
Yeah. And so I warned her.
You could be a victim.
I warned her and she didn't take the warning. So I punched her in her mouth. Because what else do you do? I mean, that's step two, right? So, and that was the second instance of like, her just not having my back. And I'm like, as a victim yourself, like, you had nothing to say. Like, you're supposed to be my best friend, and you had nothing to say. Whether you were mad or not that I moved, this is another point of, like, her having no self-awareness, that you just did this to me a month earlier.
Yeah, that is a little wild.
Whether or not you're mad at me, for you to not be able to take a step back and say that's going too far, we were talking about people that were in my house without permission, and now we went from, like, step A to step Y. Like, for you to not even be able to take a step back to say, like, this is going too far, like, you crossed the line.
Yeah.
She sat there and said nothing. And especially as a victim, survivor, whatever you want to call yourself, she is also a victim of assault. So, like, for you to not even be able to understand, like, how that feels to have somebody, especially somebody you care about, say that to you.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't. And then not only does she not say anything, she went with her. Like, physically went on her side and left with her.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I cried. I called my mom at like 4 a.m. I cried all night. I was so upset. And like, that's the side of me that like people don't see. People see like the screaming and yelling and like punching walls and shit, and like
they don't see like the true emotional side.
Yeah, nobody sees the fact that like I'm actually a fucking crybaby, but like only my mom, my best friend, and my therapist see that side of me.
I mean, I get that. I understand that. I mean, honestly, a lot of people, I don't want to call it like a wall, but like you need to have a wall up anyway, because like you don't know who's like real and like who's fake out here.
Yeah.
So like, the realness and the fakeness out here, like, it makes you build a wall. Like, honestly, like, you can't tell off the rip if someone's real. Like,
exactly.
they gotta prove that they're real. I mean, there's honestly, like, one of the most traits where, like, you can understand if someone's real or not is, like, being a man of your word. Like, lying, all right, whatever. Lying is one thing. But if, like, you lie to these people, or you lie to this person, that person, but if you've always kept it 100 with me, always kept it, like, straight line with me, I will always have your back. If you've always had my back and always kept it, like, you know what I mean, like, right here, where the mutual respect was like, I trust you, you've always been a man. As long as you're a man or a woman of your word to me, that's what's that's
and
to
I'm
me.
The type of person that, like, I'm 100% with anything I do. Like, if I'm mad, I'm mad 100%.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm angry, I'm angry 100%.
Yeah.
If I hate you, I hate you 100%, and you will never get anything out of me ever again. But on the flip side of that, if I'm your best friend, I'm your best friend 100%, and I will do absolutely anything for you. And that's why things like this hurt so much more, because I would have never done that to you.
That's true. That is true. And that's, honestly, I've had someone say that to me recently. It's just, I would never do this to you, you know what I mean? And that is something that, like, that's a little struggle for me, though. Because, like, sometimes for me in my situations, like, it's hard for me for, like, someone to say they would never do something to me. At the same time, it's, like, hard to, like, sometimes be on other people's level and, like, time wave to, like, understand, like, where they're, like, coming from. Because, like, I would never do anything intentionally to, like, fuck someone over or do anything like that. But, like, sometimes, like, I won't lie. Like, I unintentionally do things. Like,
unintentional is completely different. But, like, you intentionally...
Yeah, intentionally.
You intentionally called me a victim. You intentionally brought people into my
house.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
And didn't
that's not unintentional.
That's intentional. And
you're right. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the difference.
You're right. I agree with that. You're right. So another thing.
I usually am.
Hey. So I'm going to shout out this girl, M, that works at Restore. She always hooks me up. She always has a nice little smile on her face. I love every time I see her. She's a nice girl. She said, for her, like, a real friend is, like, having, like, a mutual beneficial, like, experience. Like, that's what, like, the difference between, like, a real friend. I had to jot that down because, like, yeah. It, like, clicked. And it goes back to kind of, like, how you started it earlier. Like, people not only being there when it's, like, convenient for them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you should expect something from your friends.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the relationship.
Yeah.
And the experience, and I'm glad she said experience.
Yeah.
Like, the experience should be mutual.
Yeah.
Like, you should have the highest highs with me, and if we have lows together, we can overcome
them
together.
That's exactly how me and my best friend are. Shout out Maria. She is the only person, besides my parents who gave birth to me, that have been able to put up with me for this long. We've been friends since...
You made a good point. I'm done. This podcast is... No, I'm just playing.
We've been friends for 12 years.
Yeah.
And I have the passcode to her house.
Yeah.
I have the passcode to her phone. I got assaulted and her mom had cancer at the same time.
So it was a rough time.
Yeah.
Y'all had each other's back. It was like the highest highs.
Yeah. And even though I was going through as much as I was going through with my cases, because I had my school case and my legal case with the state or town or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was going home every weekend because I was terrified to be up there. And while I was home, I was going over her house because we live next to each other. So, like, I was going over making sure her family was okay, making sure her mom was okay, making sure they had food. My parents would cook them dinner to make sure that dinners were taken care of. Like, they didn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, no, I get that. I was also going to say another thing is kind of going back to, like, what you said earlier, like, real friends and, like, fake friends. Like, a real friend, pretty much, like, another word or, like, another way to phrase, like, what you said earlier is, like, a real friend is someone who's not, like, a... This is going back to what someone said this yesterday at Restore. I can't remember if it was Emma or somebody else. But they said they don't want to be surrounded by, like, yes men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a real friend will be like, yo, you're fucking up.
I'm that friend. And my best friend, she's gotten better. She used to be, like... She's the complete opposite of me. She's like the people pleaser and whatever.
Yeah.
But like she, especially now that we've gotten older, she definitely like puts me in my place and tells me that I'm being fucking crazy, which is usually all the time. So.
I mean, listen, you need a support system, but at the same time, like your support system, like people can't hold your hand. Just like T.I. said in ATL the movie. Like he said, whatever he said,
he said,
I could.
He's 10 years older than me, so I have no idea what he's talking about.
This movie is like amazing. He said, I couldn't walk for you as a baby, so I can't do it now, pretty much is like what he said. So like that's the same message to like your friend. Like I can support you, but at the same time, like at this age in our life, especially nowadays with like gas, $18 a gallon, I gotta spend $16 a gallon for a gallon of milk, you know what I mean? Like I gotta spend $3 for one little wing, you know what I mean? Like you need someone who's gonna be like real with you. Like you need someone who's gonna be like not gonna catered to like you being a baby, like it's like get the fuck up.
My mom's
do
like
your
that
job.
Too. My mom's like that too. I'll call her to like make me feel better, and I end up hanging up on her because she just makes me so mad.
I mean,
but she means well.
I listen. I want to tell everyone out there. I'm gonna tell you right now. So like my examples for me is like I try to be the best person, friend, acquaintance, whatever. That I can be. Like, I know for one, like, I'm hard-headed. I'll admit that on camera, live, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone was watching before. No one's watching now. It's just me and you right now. So I can tell you, but people will go back, they'll listen, they'll watch, whatever. Like, I'm hard-headed. I'll listen to what people say, but at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes that might have, like, a little impact or a little effect, whatever you wanna call it, but at the end of the day, like, I'm hard-headed. And another thing, sometimes, I don't know if this makes people, like, real friends or fake friends, but, like, life sometimes gets people caught up in the ways of, like, separating people. And it's, like, I don't wanna say, like, I lost, like, a friendship and, like, I'm not a fake friend or a real friend, but, like, sometimes you gotta have your distance from certain people. It might not be said, but like the respect, the love, everything's still always there. It's just things grow apart. And I mean, sometimes some people might think that makes someone real, someone fake, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like you got to do what's best for your life. And like someone else also said yesterday, going back to my people at Restore, they came up with a lot of shit, you know what I mean? Like if like, for instance, if things come up in your life, like your friends should be there to support you, whether they're going to see you less. They should be happy for you. And, like, maybe, like, if they know you're busy, they should reach out to you. maybe you'll reach out to them whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, that's how me and my friend are. Like, I know if I haven't heard from her for a few months, or, like, I've sent her TikToks and she hasn't responded to them for, like, a very long period of time, that, like, something's going on.
Yeah.
And, like, we've been friends for so long that, like, she doesn't have to tell me. And it's honestly, like, she'll tell me when she's ready. So, like, I'll just text her and be like, hey, I can tell, like, something's going on. Like, I hope you're okay. You don't, like, don't feel like you have to talk to me right now. Yeah, like, you'll be fine.
I'm just letting you know, like, I'm here, like, real homies got your back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, that's definitely, like, because I know for me, like right now, like, I'm a busy man. Like, I DJ weddings. Like, I'm doing the bingo and trivia. I'm bartending, like. And, like, if I have, like, a full, then I, like, play in a flag league, a basketball league. So, like, I keep my schedule, like, full. Like, I don't stay in touch with people. I try to. Everyone out there, like, knows my energy. Like, my energy is not going to be different if I see you in person. So, like, I try to keep that impact. Like, I keep people, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, there's certain people that, like, you stay in touch with every single day. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm a man on a mission. And, like, I don't want any sidetrack. And, like, I should reach out to more people. Sometimes I feel like a bad friend for not reaching out to people as much as I should. Yeah. This, that, and the third. I don't feel necessarily it makes me, like, a phony or fake. Some people, they look at it as, like, being phony or fake. Some people take not answering text messages as being phony or fake.
Yeah.
But, like, this is just like they said on Chappelle's show. This is real fucking life. Protect your goddamn night. Like, yeah. You gotta, like...
And I think it depends. It always comes down to, like, intentions.
Yeah.
Or, like, the context of the text message. Like, if something's going on and you purposely don't reach out or you purposely don't respond, like, that's completely different than just, like, not catching up for a few days or a week or a month or whatever.
That I'm actually glad you said that because, like, that's, like, the main word, main thing,
yeah,
main
intentions
everything.
Intentions are everything.
Intentions are, just like Justin Bieber and Quavo said, picture perfect, you don't, well, I guess they're saying about a different intention, but, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. Obviously, I feel like we had a lot we said about this. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, like, we missed on, like, people being phony or fake and what's up. I don't think I've actually, maybe I did, maybe I forget. What is the main thing that separates from someone being phony and fake and being real? I think I did actually this earlier.
Yeah.
You said,
somebody like having my back.
Yeah.
And like supporting me.
Yeah. And I pretty much said mine's for me. It's just like, as long as you've always been like here with me and like me and whoever have always been here, you could be however with whoever else. But as long as you've always been a man or a woman of your word with me, I don't have anything bad to say about you. If someone says they're not like this, if someone says this person's like this and this person's like that, I'd be like, well, they've always been this way with me.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone's ever, or if someone has wrote out for me, like, I will speak up for somebody, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, like, I can't lie. Sometimes I feel like I get kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to say like, I like to say, me personally, for my lifestyle, like, as much as I'm involved with the public, I want to stay, like, I like knowing things, but, like, I want to stay out as much business as possible.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, the more business I'm in, it'll just be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, my ex-best friend, she was the opposite of me. She had, like, a friend group over here and a friend group over there, and it was just always drama, and it was like she wasn't talking unless it was about somebody else. And if it, like, it was about something negative. I'm like, I just can't do that. I don't have the time for it.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel that 100%. And that's another thing, too. Like, I don't know if it necessarily makes someone phony or fake, but, like, I feel like I can't be around, like, someone who is not inspiring to the man that I want to be or the dreams that, like, I have. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it's, like, a person who's phony or fake, but it's just, like, at the same time, like, I can't consider you a friend.
Yeah, it's just, like, a difference of energy.
Yeah, exactly. And energy's another thing, too. Oh, man. See? You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. This is where it comes down to it. I hate to tell you this. My birthday's in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. It's Gemini season. And I probably feel like a lot of Geminis out there, we are misrepresented. It's not our fault that we have personality changes.
I do too, but I think I just have borderline personality. We're like one and the same.
But that's like my birth sign. Like, that's what we are. Like, we have two faces. But, I don't know. I feel like I've said everything I needed to say or anything else that, like, I've needed to. Is there anything else you think we've missed or anybody else that you feel like needs to, not anyone else, but like.
Anyone else that needs to get called out?
Any groups of people that need to be called out? Like, like I said, groups of people to me that are fake are people that try to like make themselves look better than someone else in front of a whole group of people. Like behind closed doors, you're acting like this, and then out in front of everybody else, you're acting like
that. Yeah, you like put somebody down out like the benefit of you to make yourself look better.
Yeah, and then another person who is like, you know what? This is someone who's phony to me. As a bartender, someone who's worked in the restaurant industry for over, how old am I? I'll be 30. So 15 fucking years, almost 15 years.
It's my whole life.
People who say, these are the phoniest people in the world. People who say, oh, like, that'll definitely add to your tip. Once I hear that, I know I'm not getting tipped.
No, that's so funny. Yeah.
People who say, oh, like, I'm a better tipper, let me tip. You're not paying. People who, this is the one that gets me the most. People who need to know how much beer costs.
Bro, we have somebody do that today.
Someone who needs to know what their tab is after two beers and say they have $15 in their account, $10 in their account.
You're talking to a college student, so that's me.
But like, you know your budget. Like,
no, exactly. I'm an accounting major. I'm a woman of my budget.
And second of all, you wouldn't even like say like, oh, like, what's my tab at? Like, don't do that.
No, that's, honestly, I could never. That's just, like, embarrassing to me. I will pick up a menu, or I will, like, Google what the average price is before I ever ask somebody how much I owe.
That's phony and fake to me. People who go out, like, you're a phony if you're going out and you don't have money to spend. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the phoniest people to me.
Yeah.
Like, don't affect my bar seats. Don't affect my section because you have X amount of dollars but still have to go out and pleasure yourself. Like, I don't get the... You know what I mean? Not like pleasure themselves, but like they have to have the pleasure of going out.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't afford it, then stop being phony. Like, stay your ass home.
No, like, that's like the people. This happens so much. I'm not a server yet. Hopefully, I will. Brian, if you're watching this, promote me, please. But a lot of times, like with my friends and stuff, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, "Bro, somebody like a $90 tab and they tipped me $2." Like that happened the other day. Somebody had like a $70 like tab or whatever. And left one singular dollar bill.
Yeah, like, I don't
And I'm like, if you only can afford $90 worth of food and you can't afford to tip that, you can't afford $90 worth of food.
Exactly. Like, I don't expect anything from my friends. Like, I'm happy to see them. I'm glad they're coming out to support me, hang out, you know what I mean? Like, if they see I'm busy, like, they can wait less, you know what I mean? They might make a joke and, you know, I'll get mad and give them the stink eye and they'll wait longer than I was going to give them time for. But at the same time, I appreciate my friends who come out, see me do whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about them having the money. Like, I appreciate the company, but, like, people who go out and don't have money, that's phony to me. Like, that's like, one of the phoniest people in the world.
Especially if you're one of the people that thinks, and this is a big debate I see on Twitter, somebody that agrees on, like, splitting the bill versus just what you paid for. I feel like the broke people always want to split the bill because they want to run up their tab and then have it split evenly so that way you're paying for a fraction of it. Like, bitch, I came out on like an Applebee's budget. I'm getting a drink and a couple appetizers and leave me alone. I'm not
separate,
paying.
Please.
I'm not paying for your fucking steak. I'm not.
Damn, you don't want to pay for my 20-ounce bone-in ribeye?
Absolutely not.
With the loaded potato and the house salad and the chili?
No.
And I got a kicker for my margarita.
I always have enough money for a kicker.
Ooh. You just said some wild...
I always got those two extra dollars.
Listen, you just said some wild things on this podcast. And the wildest thing I remember when you said earlier, why not kill two birds with one stone? Ever since you said that earlier.
No, absolutely.
I was like... This is how this podcast...
Yeah, me and my ex-best friend used to, like... There was one guy we always had... Well, we shared a body. Not, like, at the same time. But we just, like, happened to sleep with the same guy.
Yeah.
On separate occasions. And, honestly, I met him first and I put him onto her. So...
Hold on.
But then... He always, like, would ask us for, like, threesomes, and I was like, bro, no. And she also said no. But then years later...
You're like, we should have
2 years later, we were... She said, like... Bro, I was, like, kind of down. And I was like, no, wait, I was too.
Damn, y'all should have just been about it then.
Yeah.
You could have, like, peed down his chest, like, into her mouth. Like. All right. That was a little bit too much. That's a little graphic. Peeing down someone's chest into someone else's
mouth. No, that's exactly my sense of humor.
Now y'all know
humor.
What kind of videos I watch. But on that note, this you said you watch reality TV. You know what show this is?
No. I watch like Real Housewives.
Oh. This is Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. I never watched the second season.
You know what? I forgot I was watching this and stopped watching. Now I gotta finish watching. This is wild. What other show was I watching that was wild? There's another show on Netflix. I should talk about these reality. No, the other one is the Ultimatum. Marriage.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
That shit was
wild. The most annoying thing about those shows, it's like, it's people my age being like, we've dated for 5 months, and if you don't marry me, I'm breaking up with you.
There it is right there.
Like, that shit makes no sense to me. Like, even The Bachelor and Bachelorette now, like, that shit's so corny. It's all, like, 23-year-olds.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, go have a threesome. Like, go do something. Why are you getting married?
Damn, you're about that life.
I'm really not. No, I'm really not. It's so funny because I'm actually not. I'm the type of person that, like, what's mine is mine.
No, I'm gonna know.
And if you breathe near the guy I'm talking to, I'm kicking you in your fucking face.
Listen, girls are about that life. They're just about that life with someone that, like, they don't see themselves seriously with.
No,
they just
exactly.
Want to have fun with.
And my thing is also, like, I don't even, this is really graphic, but, like, I don't even like my own vagina. I'm not touching somebody else's, like, two eyes.
Understood. Understood. I mean, why, do you think vaginas look like that?
Yes.
No, that's like blue waffle, girl. And yes, if anyone, you can't see it, but it's the Stranger Things. If you're on Netflix and it's got the Stranger Things monster, they don't look like that. They're beautiful. They're precious. As long as there's like nothing around it.
Nothing around it.
Nothing like, you know
you
what I mean?
You prefer the innie or the outie?
I mean, I don't really know what it looks like because the lights are usually off. You know what I mean? And I'm not really focused on that. I'm like focused about like.
Getting it done?
Yeah, like I'm focused.
Classic man, only worried about his job.
No, I'm not worried about my job. Like, I got this facial hair for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, it speaks for itself. And anyone out there who knows me knows it speaks for itself. But trust me, I come second. When it comes to like, when it comes to that time, like.
Spell it out for me.
Listen, I'm spelling, listen. When it comes to that time, I'm Pippin. The partner's Jordan. You get your shine on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm LeBron.
I think I'm too young for that reference.
LeBron and Kyrie?
Who's the other guy you said?
I said Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah, I don't know.
LeBron and Kyrie Irving?
I was going to say another name, but that's going to anchor
my maybe yeah. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Do you watch any NBA? What sport do you watch the most?
I watch the teams of the guys that fly me out.
That what? So what sport are we talking then? What sport?
It was the 76ers. I'm not saying what team he's on now. Just kidding. For legal reasons, he never flew me out. I just drank with him. He never flew me out.
Nah, we gotta go. We gotta go. He's tripping. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, for the record, fuck Ben Simmons.
You're not the only one. That's why I said no. I gotta go.
No, it wasn't Ben Simmons. Cool. No, it wasn't Ben Simmons. No. I cursed him out at a club in Philly, though. Yeah. And I'm very proud of that. I don't even brag about the fact that I met him. I brag about the fact that I got to curse him out and make fun of him.
I mean,
and didn't get kicked out of the section.
I made fun of him too if he was wearing those crusty ass sunglasses.
Bro, he was so corny. He was the only person. There were like probably like 4 or 5 NBA players in the section. He was the only one that had like 5 rings on his fucking finger. So corny. 2 chains, 1 ring on every finger on his hand. So fucking corny. You're so corny. Mm-mm-mm. You're so corny.
And then you calling him so corny in slow motion in his brain, he's like, I'm so horny. He thought you were saying that. And that's why he was acting the way he was. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
That was a night. I came into work the next day and told my managers about how
See?
I got to curse out Ben
I'm
Simmons.
Not like Ben Simmons. Like, it doesn't have to be my team. Like, you can be Embiid. I'm Harden. Like, it's your team, bro. Like, you the MVP. You know what I mean? Things don't happen without you. You the MVP. I'm just here. I'm just here to facilitate.
Yeah, I'm like batting a very low batting average with guys that actually have that mentality.
It is rare. I mean, you're still young. Like, you know what I mean? That's
probably
how it's going to be.
Issue.
That's the issue. Because at the end of the day, like, this is a man's world. A man's got to do what he's got to do. You know what I mean? And if you know you can't handle, you know what I mean? If whatever is going to come too fast, you got to do what you got to do, no matter what. You know what I mean? First of all, you can't just plow right in that bitch.
I have a guy in my phone, and he knows it's him, which is the funniest thing, but, like, I have a guy saved in my phone as 45 seconds, and you can probably guess why. And, I mean, to be fair, I didn't, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't, I mean, she already knows this, whatever. But, like, I didn't know his name the night of. So, like, when I went to save his phone number, I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
So, I had to make it, like, something that I would remember who it was.
Pretty much, I'm going to let you know, at this age that you're at right now, the guy ain't got no beard, he ain't doing it. If he's got a beard,
oh, absolutely,
he's doing it. With that being said, is there anything else you want to say on the way?
That took a hard left turn.
I mean, I'm going to say this at Trivia on the mic. I'm be like, yo, welcome to Trivia with George. If your man ain't got a beard, ladies, I'm sorry if he's got a beard. I know you're happy. I know you're satisfied. You know what I mean? I smell the juices all up in that beard right now. But anywho, anything else you want to say on the way out?
I don't think so.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Cheers. We should do this again, whatever you want. I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Oh, I have stories for days.
Stories for days? What's the next story topic?
We could just make it a story time segment.
Story time segment.
Yeah.
Well, what would the next story lead to? So that way I know, or people that will listen to this in the future would know to listen again.
Oh, God.
What would be the next story?
Now I'm blanking.
Squid Game. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, my God. Now I'm blanking.
Nah, you're good. I'm sure you'll think of something. But...
Oh, I definitely will.
Well, I'm about to be out. Everyone out there... I tell people where to find me. If you want to, you can. If not, you know what I mean? Are you cool when I post this in a couple of weeks on whenever I edit the podcast, I tag you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. If you want to tell people to find you wherever you can.
I would, but, like, my name's really annoying. My parents fucking suck. And, like, to be able to have to spell out my handle is going to be really annoying.
Well, I'll tag her. You will, whatever. You know what I mean? Y'all know where to find me at. Jordan Wills Podcast on IG, DJJSmooth00 on IG, DJJSmooth00 on Twitter, and George Ball. So, no, that was the old one. I think I'm done. I named everything I needed to name. After that, I got to do some trivia questions now. You know what I mean? I got to go host trivia, a couple drinks in. I'm going to definitely take a couple hits of the Magic Dragon before I head over
there. I have to go find my house key.
She's got to go find our
house.
That's
why I was late.
She got to go hit somebody in the face. You know what I mean? Drip, drip, drip some more. But I'm glad you cleared the air, because that is kind of fucked up that someone is just telling people that you peed in someone's mouth. That is fucked up.
Especially 8 months later. Like, and the kid she was talking about, the guy she was talking about, I haven't spoken to in 2 years.
Yeah, that's foul. Well, I'm out. Peace.